I would like to introduce the new dashboard and the way we are going to present our press releases from 4 p.m. tomorrow. So as of tomorrow, we'll be having one press release per day at 4 p.m., issued at 4 p.m. to the press. And I'll just go through a little bit of how it will look. So it's a new look. It's a dashboard for COVID-19 for Trinidad and Tobago. We start at the top. Of course, we'll have the date as of 4 p.m. on that particular day. At the top, you see total persons tested. This will include both the public sector as well as the private sector. Unique tests for both places. As you go down the left side, we have total recovered patients, which will be a cumulative total of the number of persons discharged from the public health facilities, plus those who have recovered from the community setting. So it will be a cumulative total, saying the total number of patients recovered. Total number of active cases will be those that are active within the community, plus those that are active within the hospital. In terms of deaths, of course, deaths are the total number of deaths per that date. If you go to the right of the screen, you will see new positives reported in the last 24 hours. What you're not seeing on the screen, there will be a little annotation at the bottom which says that this is reported cases, usually representative of what happened over the last 72 hours. In terms of the other graphic, where you have a calendar, gives the total number of positive cases for COVID-19 from our first case, March 12, till present. Total number of patients in hospitals represented by an H. As we go to the bottom, we see total patients in step-down facilities. We will give a grand total there. Total in quarantine facilities, those being repatriated, and total persons in home isolation being managed by the CMOH office.